You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
How much time till we're on?
We're on, Ron.
What?
We're on the air right now.
I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, hello, welcome to the show. It's a Wednesday night edition. Scott Sattler is in the studio. And so am I, Jason Matthews. Welcome to a Wednesday night edition. Hello, Satsy.
Can I just say, before the listeners actually hear our voices, our microphones are obviously not on. But if they could hear you abusing Cohen before we go on air, they'd be absolutely disgusted.
How dare you on International Women's Day bring stuff like this up? I'm a good manager.
Of?
People.
Mm. You manage Seriously. A buffet really well. That's the only thing I'm going to say.
Actually, some say don't. But listen, no, it's you'll find out why in a moment, listener. You will find out in a moment why I was going off. And it is, look, I'm the New South Welshman on the show. I put up with Scott Sattler banging on about Queensland all the time. I get Matt Rogers, Queensland. And now Daddy Vass, our new producer.
Where is he actually from?
He's from Queensland.
Oh, okay.
Can't you tell he speaks slowly? Anyway, now he's having a crack at one of New South Wales's greatest rugby league players of all time, and I'm not standing for it anymore.
Who?
It's a hook and tease in the biz.
Okay, yep.
We'll get to it in just a moment. Hello to our wonderful listeners through the Super Radio Network, my favourite radio station, 2HD, in Newcastle in particular, but there's about a zillion of them that we go to. Our SEN 1170 in Sydney, SENQ 693 in Brisbane, my favourite radio station. Even though it's Queenslanders listening, I love it. It's my favourite radio station. SCN 1620 on the Goldie. SCN track stations, SCN Fanatic if you're listening via the SCN app, or on DAB Plus in Sydney, Melbourne or Brizzy. Welcome to Sports Day. And first of all, before we get into kicking Cohen Daddy Vass's backside, I just want to say happy International Women's Day to all our female listeners out there. I think we've got one, and she's from Brisbane.
Oh, you would have been crawling Sam Thompson, our boss.
Oh, she's away.
Is she?
Yeah. No.
So you'd have been, oh, happy International Women's Day, Sam.
You know what I did today, and should I tell you what I told you?
Yeah, tell me anyway.
I told you earlier, remember? On that conference call I got.
To you. I hear blah, blah. That's all I hear.
I jumped on a conference call today on time.
Yep.
Can I just say, don't do that? Because it's awkward. It's all that awkward conversation, you know. And there was just wonderful women that I work with here at SCN on the call at the time.
Why are you saying that facetiously?
No, I'm not. I'm making up for what I said.
Okay.
And I did. We work with some great people. And I said, happy International Women's Day, ladies. I go, when do we get one a day? Meaning blokes. That didn't go down well.
Was the response... Every day is International Blokes Day.
That was.
That it?
It was.
And I said that.
But you know what? I felt like a chip, and I had about 30 seagulls just pecking at me at once, and I'm waiting for another male.
To you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I was waiting for another male to jump on the call, and I was like, oh, God. No, we don't need a day. Every day is Blokes Day.
But you know what?
What?
Favorite women's sports person?
Yep. Mine's obvious, though. Too easy.
Florence Griffith Joyner, who?
No, it's Ash. Ash
Barty. Yeah,
but you know the reason? You know the reason is that she, like the rest of our tennis players, males in particular, she just did it gracefully. She, not like them, she just did it. She just won everything. She did it gracefully. She can play footy. She can play cricket.
You
she
know
can
what I
play
love
golf.
Also is that she's, what, 5'5" on a good day? She's playing against all these big athletic women who are powerful, and she's got this beautiful finesse around the court. Yeah, and as you said, she's very humble. Mine's Steph Gilmore. I always love Steph Gilmore for what she's done in surfing.
Amazing.
But to watch that recent documentary on Apple TV, which is called Make or Break, follows the World Surfing League, unprecedented access. It is amazing. The surfers just give everything to this doco, and it follows her 8th World Championship last season. She is unbelievable. Now, in the World Surfing League, the current tournament's going to be on very soon, or happening now, I think. But the women are allowed to wear on International Women's Day.
They're allowed to wear.
They've been asked to wear a female that has inspired them throughout their careers.
That's awesome.
So Steph Gilmore's worn Susie O'Neill, Madame Butterfly's.
There's another ripper.
So her name on the back of her shirt.
There's another ripper. You know who I love, and she's a friend of the show? Lisa Curry-Kenny. Not just for what she's done in sport, what she's been through in her personal life. She is an amazing woman. Speaking of swimmers, you were personally responsible for introducing me to Brooke Hansen.
Yep.
Love Brooke.
Lovely lady.
We do. And we work some wonderful women here too at SENN on Sports Day. So we're
Daddy
blessed.
Vass.
Daddy Vass. He's, well, I don't get it. I'm not going, I'm trying to be serious for once.
Yep.
Actually, Daddy Vass,
Cohen. Are you that serious on this show?
Our producer, can you come in the studio for the moment? This is where you absolutely get belted. Favorite women's sports person. Who is it? 0457 736 736. Any sport, any nationality, it doesn't matter where they come from. We'd love to hear your favourite female sporting star tonight. Or 1300 01 1170. Daddy Vass, have you got a moment?
Yeah, one sec.
Oh, we're doing a live radio show. And, did you just hear that?
Yeah.
He goes, oh, just one sec.
Total disrespect. Now, Brisbane Eel on the text line's got in early, 0457 736 736. Hey, Sats, we'll give you the hot tip. I need a hot tip at the moment. I don't need to hear Woogie. Actually, he said Wookie. I like Wookie better than Woogie. Before the show to be disgusted. It only takes a couple of minutes of on-air time. As a New South Welshman living in Queensland, he needs to step up on how he interacts with fellow humans.
What's that mean?
Mm.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks you're a little bit brutal on people.
Who?
You.
Who? But me?
Well, you are the prophet of doom.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Daddy Vass, welcome to the show.
Is it my time to talk?
What are we talking to Daddy Vass about?
What was that rubbish he came? I had to go for a walk. This is how upset I was that there's some news going around this afternoon that the Roosters, correct me if I'm right, the Roosters and Teddy, James Tedesco, are at loggerheads over a new deal. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say loggerheads.
Well, they can't agree.
The Roosters are just a little bit frustrated that Teddy's management want a one-year extension on his current contract.
So he comes off contract in 2024.
Yep.
Joseph Suaalii has agreed to his option of 2024. So they both come off contract the same year.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy will be 32 in – he wants an extension to 2025 now.
Yep.
So one more year. And the Roosters are sort of saying, oh, hang on a sec, we're just not quite sure about that. 32 in 2025. Suaalii will be 21. In 2025. That's ridiculous. Anyway, are they going to be coming to a decision and should wash your mouth out with soap even
I can't believe
think that
I can't believe you two actually had this discussion. He's the Australian captain. He's the New South Wales.
We haven't even asked the question.
No, I know it is. I already know what it is. And again, I'm sick of this Queensland bias.
This has got nothing to do with Queensland.
It has.
This is the.
It absolutely does.
So my question is, in 2025, does Joseph Suaalii become the fullback at 21 on probably about the same sort of money by 2025 when he's got
How much are we talking about? 800?
So Teddy's reportedly on 1.1.
He's on 1.1.
Reportedly. Suaalii on about 700, 800.
Well, I think the Roosters don't want to risk 1.1 for Teddy at 32. And I think...
Are you serious?
Well, you got to turn your attention to the youth. You got to think about the future of the club.
Okay, I'm going to ask this.
Oh, please. Where's the loyalty? Where's the...
Well, that's my question. Does James Tedesco, is he the player that deserves to finish his career at the Roosters? Or does the club have to make the tough and difficult decision, which the great clubs do... I go with the former. I believe he deserves to.
Absolutely, he does
play at the Roosters for the rest of his career.
I'm not even a Roosters supporter, and I believe that he's earned that right. And he'll still perform at the age of 32. I can't believe you're cutting blokes out at the age of 32, Daddy Vass.
Now, well, I'm just basing
Sua this Lee off... Sualee's going to rugby anyway after 2024.
Hello,
forget it.
They've got Sualee and Manu in their squad, right?
Yeah, but fine. But I wouldn't
That's
even throw...
That's the future of the club.
Sualee at the end of 2024 is going, see ya, right? And he's buggering off to rugby. Make no mistake.
Yeah, and when he does, that's when you can re-sign.
Can you
Teddy.
Isolate that little segment just right there?
Well, you don't think Sualee's going to rugby at the end of this 2024?
I wouldn't have a clue what he's going to do.
Mate, no doubt. Eddie,
really?
Eddie
no
Jones going to get his little fingers on him because he's not taking Cam. He's not taking Cam Murray, so he's got to find someone else. Listen, I have no doubt he is.
Can I just say something? Joey Manu, last year, when he filled in at fullback, when Teddy was playing Origin and in the World Cup, was outstanding.
Yeah, but filled in. He has not done it week in, week out. Remember the Roosters, not last year, the year before, and they had all of those injuries? Who was the one bloke that kept the Roosters together and they kept winning? It was James Tedesco.
I agree with you. I think he's one of the greatest fullbacks the game's ever seen.
He is Mr. Consistent. I'm not arguing that. I'm arguing 2025.
Based on money.
32.
You know what? Based on money.
Fullback?
Based on money alone, Joey Manu is the player that's going to be demanding more money.
Okay.
If he wants to play fullback or 5/8, whatever it is. So does Joey Manu price himself out of potentially staying at the Roosters?
How's this one? Okay. Based off their performance on the weekend, I know it's a long season.
Are you serious again?
Wait, hang on.
Oh, my God.
Joey Manu at 6. Tedesco at 1. Sualee in the centres. Sam Walker at 14.
Mate, what are you well, been on the Cheech and Chongs?
Have you been on the Susie Wongs out the back?
Seriously?
I think they're lacking something in the halves.
You're
boys.
Watching too much
are
Fox
you serious?
Sports
Sam
News.
Sam Walker, it will be the next Queensland halfback.
Yeah, but
him
he can't defend.
Tom Bearden.
In the front line of defence, I don't think he's still not there for me in defence. Great in attack, great at organising.
But you're talking 2025, mate.
What about Alfie Langer? Alfie Langer was smaller than Sam Walker.
I'm looking at the Roosters this year and trying to get some wins on the board for them.
Did you invite him into the studio? This is your fault.
I'm sorry, listeners.
Okay.
I'm seriously, mate, you're disgusting. 2025, Teddy, they should take that offer right now, the Roosters, and thank Teddy for re-signing with him for an extra year. At the age of 32, he's a professional rugby league player. For God's sake, he's the Australian captain. He deserves that extra 1 year.
Did you just figure out that he was a professional rugby league player?
I'm trying to make it sound more important.
He's been professional for quite a while.
No, but I'm saying, you know what I'm saying.
Now, Kane, good evening, boys. The West Tigers will take Teddy back. No questions asked. Yeah, I'm sure he would, Kane. But is that the question? Is Manu the one that may miss out?
What do the Roosters do? Do you agree with Daddy Vass? Or do you stick with Teddy?
I'd go Teddy fullback. Joseph Sualee has this ability to play wing,
he
centre.
He won't be there. He won't be there.
Wing, centre, fullback, whatever it may be. And maybe Manu's the one that, purely because of money, as much as the Roosters would love to keep him, maybe Manu's the one that potentially has to go to another club to get that.
That's if Sualee stays at the Roosters.
Yeah, seven-figure salary.
I don't know. I think he's off to rugby, as I said before. 0457736736. Mate, you can rubbish me all you like, but my opinion is like a backside. Everyone's got one. All right? Hey, 0457736736. Hey, do you want to hear what's coming up on the see you, Daddy Vass? Hey, how many likes are you up to now on TikTok?
I'll report back.
Has it gone up much?
I think so. 10 or 15.
1,000? Wow. You're very popular.
Nah, but I don't post any content on there, so I'll have to get back on there and rev it right up. But I am floating around the network, so there you go.
What a strange dude. What's happened to
you? Have you been eating hash cookies or something?
We don't talk about that.
Okay.
Hey, mate, the phone's ringing. Just wanted to give you the heads up. Don't answer, Glenn. That's the only one I wouldn't. Thank you, Daddy Vass. I don't know why. Broncos assistant coach John Hoss Cartwright will be joining us real soon.
Voted top 5 schooner drinkers at the Clove Valley Hotel.
I have no doubt. Warriors head coach Andrew Webster.
We
spoke to him late last year, Sats.
Yeah.
And there was a few things he told us there which we'll go back over. But good start for the Warriors this year and good for them to play a game back home. But I know you've been talking about this in the office today. Like, why Wellington for the first game?
Yeah. I thought that was quite strange, but he'll have an answer.
Yeah, no doubt about that. SCN cricket commentator Adam Collins joins us ahead of the fourth test, which is kicking off tomorrow, 1:30, that action on SCN or through the app. By the way, I want to ask about one of our debates tonight is actually going to be about Davey Warner. I know everyone talks about it, but I can't see him being selected in the 11 for the Ashes.
Okay. I think the fourth test starting tomorrow maybe dictate that. If Head and Khawaja get off to a really good start and look really settled, it may be.
I reckon it's a done deal. Head and Khawaja at the top of the order, I'd persist, particularly in England with Renshaw. I'd have him look to the future. But I'd still take Davey Warner in the squad, and he can help develop these younger batters. But I reckon he's played his last test for Australia.
Okay.
He's going to go back for the one days in India.
So have you just answered one of the three burning questions, or we have to come up with another question?
I haven't looked that far down. Okay. Well, we'll just do two. Mm. We don't have to do that. Greyhound New South Wales update with Simon Orchard. None from two over the last 2 weeks with any tips. So I don't know. We'll work out whether we're going to take them this week. And we've got a brand new segment. This is Sats's little baby. It's called Who Am I? Who am I?
Okay, here we go. Good song. Hey, now this is, we've got tickets to the Supercars, Newcastle.
Newcastle this weekend.
Is it a double?
It's a double 3-day pass.
Beautiful. Great stuff.
So you can go Friday, Saturday or Sunday. Or all three of them.
It's the opener too, isn't it, this weekend?
Yep.
Mm. So I'm going to give you some clues throughout the night and just text in 0457 736 736 who you think I may be talking about. Could be any sport. And I'm going to start off with rugby league first and foremost.
What a surprise.
The first clue is born.
Is it a Queenslander?
Well, you may know or may not know that.
I'm having a guess.
No. Okay, born early 60s in Sydney. He was a back, and he played for four clubs. Okay? That's the first clue.
Is that it? Not.
Yep. So I don't expect any answers just yet, but in the start of the next segment, I'll drop another little.
So born in the early 60s. And played as a back for four clubs.
Yep. Never played in the forwards. Okay? I'll give you next clue, next segment.
When you say in the backs, does that include wing?
Well, yeah, anywhere from half back through to full back. Okay?
Do you play on the wing?
Well, he played in the backs.
Being International Women's Day, I would have picked a female athlete personally, but that's just me. That's what I would have done.
Well, you organised Andrew Webster and John Cartwright the interview, so.
Okay, what are you doing? Are you taking texts on this or calls? This is totally not organised.
No, we're taking text.
Okay, so you want people to guess who it is now?
0457 736 736. You can try and have a guess right now. I don't anticipate that anyone will get it based on the first line of clues.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Which state were they born in?
If you listened earlier on, Woogie, I said Sydney, okay?
Sydney's not a state.
No, I said, well, Sydney's in New South Wales, so it doesn't matter whether I said, yeah, there you go.
Adrian from Rouse Hill says, Adrian, now I know who it is. Took the words right out of my mind. Joey Manu, the world's best player, will be a sensation at six. I would break the bank to sign Manu and play him at fullback. What? I do not want to help the Roosters, but Manu is a superstar. Is he playing fullback or six?
Who? Manu?
Yeah.
He could play anywhere.
I don't understand that text. Anyway. Guys, do you think Sheens will see he's 2 years out or get chopped after 1 year and step Dave Ferner up a year as caretaker coach until Benji takes it? No.
He'll be there.
Guys, can we ask everyone to settle down? We've had one game. People have got the Dolphins winning the premiership.
Anyone who speaks ill of Tim Sheens needs to wash their mouth out.
We're going to go to a break when we come back. He was a part of the setup at the Titans with you.
Yep.
He coached the Rat, who's not here tonight. It's his weekend.
He's a Penrith legend.
Absolutely. John Cartwright joins us next here on Sports Day.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon.